This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of our show, which broadcasts throughout the week. We've got podcasts, but this is the live edition of Intelligent Medicine. That means you can call us, 877-726-8255. That's our number. And we'd love to hear from you this hour. We enjoy hearing your comments and questions. And, yeah, there's a lot to talk about this weekend. COVID-19 still with us. We're going to have several perspectives on COVID-19. We're going to talk about air travel. Is it safe? Lots of people now facing colder weather are thinking of heading towards warmer climes, but is it safe to get on an airplane, or should you hunker down until the pandemic subsides? 877-726-8255, a remarkable study which suggests that two apples a day might keep the cardiologist away. And a big story this week, COVID-19 is still with us in a big way. And, you know, all kinds of stuff is going on around this. It's become a political issue. The lockdown vigilantes versus the letter rip crowd, and the truth lies somewhere in between. We need to exercise precautions, but we also need to not cause undue damage to people's health by keeping them sequestered, depressed, lonely, and sometimes avoiding essential medical care. In other respects, there's going to be a big toll of COVID-19. That's related to people delaying necessary medical checkups, medical interventions. That's already been documented. And to illustrate that COVID-19 is still with us, something happened last week in Hamilton, Ontario. They have a place where you can go spinning. And for those of you who don't know what spinning is, many of our listeners are active exercisers, but spinning is an activity that you do in a large room with a bunch of bicycles arrayed in front of an instructor who exhorts you to do all kinds of things, to stand up on your pedals and pedal hard, to change the gears, and to exert maximal effort, do intervals. And so this place in Hamilton, Ontario, just reopened in July. And they had all of the right protocols in place. So they were screening staff and attendees. They were taking temperatures. They were asking the right questions. Are you feeling ill, or is anybody in your household feeling ill? They were separating the bikes by 6 meters, which is, you know, they're in the metric system up there in Canada, so 6 meters is even more than 6 feet distance. And people were masking, and they were cleaning with disinfectants and laundering towels with special solutions. And it wasn't enough, because they had over 70 cases of COVID-19 that can be traced to a spin class that was that happened sometime between the end of September and the beginning of October. And they say there are 44 confirmed positive primary cases associated with spin co, and then 17 confirmed secondary cases, and that was only the beginning. So what's a person to do? Well, in my case, I've had to come up with a lot of workarounds because the gym that I attend, is virtually a second home to me in Manhattan, has been closed since the beginning of the pandemic. And there's no prospect that it's going to reopen, especially in view of this particular event in Hamilton, Ontario. I used to enjoy spin classes at least once a week, sometimes two and three times a week. It's a great way to get a workout, especially when it's too cold to exercise outside, or if it's a bad rainy day or snowy day, you can go inside and in the comfort of a heated room, you can get your exercise quotient in. So what have I done? Well, some of you may have seen on Facebook a picture that I posted of my exercise setup, at least, you know, one of my exercise setups, because I live and broadcast from different places, sometimes in the city, sometimes at places outside the city. And there are different ways that you can get around some of the restrictions. One of the ways is simply to strap on some sneakers and go running outside, which is something that I do frequently. And that doesn't require a lot of equipment. And you can do that well into the winter months if you're suitably clothed, because you warm up pretty quickly when running. My threshold is about, it's about, I would say, about 30 degrees. Much below that, you know, I can do it, but I'm not anxious to get out there when it's down in the teens. And having just turned 68, I can't do it every day like I used to. So I got to cross train. So I got some exercise bands that I can use. I can do some floor exercise. I can do some yoga. I can use some light weights inside a New York City apartment. It's not really congenial to have, unless you have a luxury apartment with lots of room, heavy weights in a weight room. Some people have got Peloton bikes. You know, Peloton, interesting story. Peloton looked like it was in trouble before the pandemic because it was one of those stocks that people invested in because it sounded great. But then they said they were overextended. It was too expensive for a lot of people to do. And it looked like they were going to crash and burn. And then along came COVID-19, and lots of people are getting Pelotons because it's a workaround. You can exercise, and you can have the peer experience because you race against other people, and you can be exhorted to better efforts by skilled professional instructors. And it's a whole system that incentivizes you to exercise. Well, this morning, I put a bike up on rollers in the garage. There are things called trainers, which provide resistance on bikes. And I opened the garage door to let some cold air in to simulate a ride. And I watched a movie. I watched a movie just out, Chicago 7, and it diverted me while I got my exercise. And so there are a lot of ways that you can do this, that you can stay active. If you're not high on the exercise curve, you can get out and walk every day. That's not something that requires a lot of equipment. So even if the gyms are closed, and even if COVID-19 is propagating in spin classes like it did in Hamilton, Ontario, you can exercise safely, stay fit, and oh, by the way, sedentary lifestyle, big risk factor for the severity of COVID-19. So keep your cardiorespiratory capacity up there. Make sure that those extra pounds don't creep up, the so-called COVID-15, the weight gain that lots of us are experiencing because of lockdown. And make sure you've got an exercise option. What's your workaround? You can call us, 877-726-8255. Call us and share. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which play a central role in helping support optimal immune function. Micell Immune Plus, Vitamin C 1000 Plus Zinc 15, and Vitamin D3 in a variety of potencies and delivery systems, liquid, chewable, and soft gels. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. And that is a number that you can utilize 24/7. You can call us anytime during the week and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I have sleep apnea. And on my machine that I use every night, it has a tank for heated water, and it holds about 8 ounces. I breathe that air all night, and that tank is dry in the morning. I'm just wondering if that much water going in my lungs at night is good, because isn't that a cause of pneumonia if you get water in your lungs? Okay, thank you, doctor.
Okay. Interesting question, because this is a gentleman who has sleep apnea, or a common type of breathing problem that results in pauses at night. And when the pauses occur, deoxygenation occurs, and that can be a stress to the heart. It can cause high blood pressure. It can also cause poor sleep quality, such that you spend 8 or 9 hours in bed seemingly asleep, but you wake up and you feel like you've been run over by a truck. So this is often associated with obesity, metabolic syndrome. We like to get patients with sleep apnea on a very clean diet, because a little bit of weight loss can open up the airways and can improve the situation. But some people, for some reason, they don't respond to weight loss. They've got some structural problems in their airways, so they have to use what's called a CPAP machine. Which is a positive pressure machine that kind of pushes air into the lungs, and it helps you to oxygenate and have more normal sleep. The problem with some of these devices is they can dry you out, because just air being pushed into your lungs can dehydrate you and can cause dryness in your nasal passages and your throat. And so some of the machines are fitted with humidifiers. So there's a little water reservoir, and it pushes air that's humidified into your lungs to prevent this drying out. From what I understand, there is a humidification setting. So it may be that, you know, when you find your reservoir is exhausted, 8 ounces of water has gone into your lungs, you may think, oh my goodness, I'm going to drown with all that water in my lungs. Well, it's actually just humidified air. So some of it condenses in your lungs, but most of it is just kind of, you breathe out humidified air. So it's not like you're going to
feel like you've inhaled a glass of water. It doesn't happen all at one time. It happens gradually overnight, so it's not going to be a problem. The problem can arise where the device isn't clean. When the device isn't clean, bacteria and sometimes fungus can grow inside the device, and a film can develop. It's called a biofilm, which is hard to clean out. You have to use proper cleaning techniques. And then you're basically inhaling bacteria, and that can go deep in your lungs, and that can cause or fungus, and that can cause an infection. And that's not an uncommon problem associated with CPAP devices. So the cleaning is very important. To our caller, check your humidification setting. Make sure that it's tuned down so you get a little bit of relief of the dryness from the air supply without overdoing it on the water delivery. 877-726-8255 is our number. This story is interesting. Two apples a day may keep the cardiologist away. They did a study on this. It's well known that regular consumption of plant foods, including fruits, is associated with a lower risk of cardiovascular disease. And apples are a popular way of getting your fruit. So they did a study. It was a randomized controlled crossover intervention study done in the UK, in Italy. And it involved people either consuming apples or not consuming apples. Pretty simple research design. And what they found is kind of interesting. They found that consuming two apples per day lowered cholesterol slightly. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, taking a statin drug, but it did lower cholesterol slightly. But also, I did something interesting. It improved something called endothelial function, which is basically the flexibility and distensibility of the arteries in response to demand. It's called endothelium-dependent microvascular vasodilatation. And there were small but significant improvements in this important measurement of arterial flexibility in the study participants who ate two apples per day. So what's going on there? Well, apples are a source of beneficial bioflavonoids, polyphenols, but also apples are a source of pectin. It's a soluble fiber, and that might be helpful in lowering total cholesterol. There you have it. Two apples a day keeps the cardiologist away. 877-726-8255 is our number. You're welcome to call us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's MyFutureFarm, PHARM, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we're taking calls during the program. You feel like you're stuck. You know, you can't take all those vacations you've contemplated. You can't go to Europe. They don't want you there. You can't go to Asia. They don't want you there. So what are you going to do? And we're going to take a look at the risk of COVID-19 during air travel. A lot of people are petrified about going on a plane. And there's important clarifications about plane travel that I want to share with you. Last week, I took the opportunity to celebrate my birthday by doing some leaf watching. You know, there's certain critical weekends in the Northeast. Those of you who live in, Arizona or Southern California, I don't think you really experience this. People live in Florida. But the seasons change. They actually do in the northern parts of the United States. And there's some critical leaf watching weekends, and you can actually see a leaf map. It tells you where, you know, which is at prime and which is not yet ready for prime and which is past prime. And you, the idea is that you have to time it right, go to the places that have the best looking leaves, you know, the perfect color spectrum of yellow, green, orange, and bright red from those spectacular maple trees. And so we went upstate, up into the Catskill Mountains, and we stayed in a hotel, you know, which is, it's like the first time I've done it since the beginning of the pandemic. And it was okay. I mean, yeah, you had to wear masks and all that stuff, but I felt pretty secure doing that. And yeah, there are some restaurants there, and yeah, you have to wear masks, and you know, there's social distancing, and it's doable. You can do it. And so far, so good. Knock wood, survived. But what about air travel? You know, getting on a plane, kind of claustrophobic. You're in that cabin. It's all that recirculated bad air. So what's the deal? Well, Journal of the American Medical Association published an article this month specifically addressing this risk of COVID-19 during air travel. So I'm going to pose a question to you. How many people do you think have had documented COVID-19 infections acquired during air travel? Would you say it's in the thousands, or perhaps a more conservative estimate, you know, perhaps in the hundreds of documented cases? I mean, that would be a reasonable guess, is that, you know, sitting in a crowded airplane. And I did that, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, even late in March, I was on a plane coming back from Tortola, the British Virgin Islands, after a diving trip. And we were kind of apprehensive about that. We had brought along masks, and we kept, swabbing down our hands with alcohol. And we all survived, our entire family. Nobody got sick. But it was scary. You know, they were taking our temperature at the airport already. And since then, I haven't undertaken any air travel, and lots of people have been very leery about air travel. I have friends who say that they travel on planes where there are like 12 people on an entire jetliner. One Facebook friend of mine wrote that they were going to Japan on a plane which was entirely empty except for their family. So an entire plane goes to Japan. And then, of course, when they go to Japan, they have to actually formally quarantine for 14 days, you know, to stay in a facility that government inspected before they can emerge into the environment. So what would you say? Thousands of people acquiring COVID-19 due to air travel? Hundreds of people? What they say here in the Journal of the American Medical Association is that the number of suspected and confirmed cases of in-flight COVID-19 transmission between passengers around the world appears small, approximately 42 in total. Whoa, that is amazing. So what's the deal? Why is it that there's relatively little risk? Well, first of all, there's a convenient diagram here in this story in Journal of the American Medical Association showing the air circulation in a cabin. And it's, you know, you have those little air nozzles above your seat. So the air comes in above your head and then it goes out. There's an air outlet under your seat. So most of the air circulation is not front to back, you know, so if there's somebody coughing in the front row, it is possible, but less likely that the air will you know, the aerosolized particles will come at you. They also say that they use very high quality HEPA filters. They disinfect the planes very carefully now. The HEPA filters are of the same type used in operating rooms. The airflow in current jetliners is much faster than normal indoor buildings, such as in spin salons, like, you know, what happened with 70 plus people getting infected in Hamilton, Ontario. Half of its fresh air is from outside. The other half is recycled. So they're saying here that you can minimize the risk by wearing masks. Masks are not perfect, obviously, because, you know, unless you're wearing a perfectly fitted N95 surgical mask, and just wearing an N95 mask is enough, because if it's not fitted properly, you can breathe around it. I mean, how I know that my mask isn't doing a 100% job of filtering out particles is my glasses get fogged up when I wear my mask. My ordinary, regular, I don't wear a HEPA, you know, like a N95 mask. But, you know, those ordinary masks, cloth masks, you can breathe around them. So particles are going to get out if somebody's infected, and particles can get in. But you're also asked about loss of smell, chills, cough, shortness of breath. And unless you're trying to put one over on them, that's going to screen some people out. Also, voluntarily, a lot of people, you know, who would ordinarily travel while sick, they don't do that now because out of a sense of responsibility. Hey, what about personal responsibility? People are staying home when they're sick and avoiding spreading COVID-19 to other people. Certain airports are also doing pre-flight testing. You can actually find a listing of some airports where you go there. And, you know, it's kind of like it is like an attraction. It's like if you go to that airport, you can get pre-flight testing to verify that you're okay. That's kind of, you know, that's kind of reassuring. And more and more airports are installing that feature. And so, you know, I got to say, bottom line, yes, there is some risk of exposure while traveling, but it is not that high. And I was amazed at the total 42 people worldwide documented cases of in-flight COVID transmission. That's a pretty astounding statistic. All right, here's an item that I think will be of interest to those of you suffering from fatigue, if it holds you back from doing the things you want to do. Studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years old, increasing your fatigue. Well, here's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells. It works on the mitochondria. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It also reduces some of the effects of aging. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations that are tailored to your specific needs. Full-spectrum vitamin mineral formulas, immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and pure NT Factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. They've got a new user-friendly website. Check it out at ntfactor.com. All right, here's a reminder. It's kind of a public service announcement with medical implications for those of you who are taking time-release metformin, the extended-release metformin, not just the ordinary regular kind. There's a recall. It continues this month as 76 more lots have been flagged for a possible cancer-causing ingredient. That ingredient is something called NDMA. And it's not the first time we heard about NDMA as a contaminant in drugs. It is also responsible for the recall on Zantac, which is a heartburn medication. NDMA gets in there when something is improperly made. And the concern is that a lot of our stuff comes from offshore. A lot of our drugs are manufactured in China, some of the ingredients, or the entire drugs, also in India. And because of faulty manufacturing processes, NDMA is getting into some of the drugs. The FDA says patients taking metformin products that have been recalled should continue taking the medication until a doctor or pharmacist gives them a replacement or a different treatment option, because you may need to take your metformin. So don't just stop taking metformin. Check it out, because there's a website that they've put up, which is at FDA.gov. Just Google metformin recall, and you can find out if the brand you're taking is affected by that particular impurity. 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's hear from you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is the number. We got a call from Pam. Welcome. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you, Dr. Hoffman?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. I have a question regarding osteoporosis. I was recently diagnosed and my numbers are high. I am young, and
you sound young.
They just, how young? I'm 53.
Okay.
And they want me to go on medication. Yeah. However, I'm reading all this research. It's saying going on medication, you know, you're on it for life, all the risks, the side effects. And I apparently I'm doing too much research because now I'm confused.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if the alternate route works on somebody who has a high T score. Now,
do
it's only in my
spine. Do you know what your T score is? Do you know what it is?
It's a negative, yes, it's negative 3.4. Mm-hmm. My hip is only a negative 1.6, and my femur neck is a negative 2.4.
Okay.
No one has done testing.
Yeah.
Or underlying conditions. I have an appointment with an endocrinologist to make sure there is no thyroid problems or anything first.
Exactly. This is a – boy, it sounds like a typical day in the office for me. It's like making a decision about whether medications are really necessary or whether natural therapy can be undertaken. And yes, it's good that you, Pam, are seeing an endocrinologist, because at the relatively young age, I think you said 53, if I heard correctly, you actually have a pretty severe bone loss in your spine.
It's not, I mean, it is definitely osteoporosis. It's not a slam dunk that you need to be on medication, but you're close to the point where you may need medication. Certain conditions may predispose you to that. You may have celiac disease with malabsorption, or you may have a very, very low level of vitamin D, or you may have hyperthyroidism, not hypo, but hyper, you know, an overactive thyroid. So you need to get fully checked out for all these possibilities, and there are a few others that need to be examined. You know, just on the face of it, it sounds like you may need medication along with nutritional support. Among the things that are helpful, vitamin K2 and vitamin, by the way, it's not an either or thing. It's not binary. You know, do you go alternative or do you go conventional? Sometimes can get away with the natural support. Many of my patients with, you know, minus 2.9 or a 3.1, they return to normal after a few years on the right kind of regimen. You know, which includes also, you know, to some extent, the right kind of exercise, weight-bearing exercise can help as well. But, you know, when you're past the point, which is critical, sometimes you need medication. And so, you know, maybe recommended that you take Prolia or Miacalcin or, you know, one among many, Forteo, you know, one among several options medically to fix this. If you don't have a lot of gastrointestinal problems, you can take oral medication, but some patients with severe osteoporosis, they opt for the injections. So Reclast is among the therapies that's also recommended. It's an injectable. So things that help, vitamin K2, make sure you have adequate vitamin D, the right kind of bioavailable calcium along with cofactors like boron and ipraflavone. You know, there are products that incorporate those. Osteothera is one of them with ipraflavone. Unfortunately, I can't give you an answer. This actually kind of almost verges on you know, like a medical consult. So I don't want to say one way or the other without looking at the underlying situation. And, you know, so suffice to say, you might get away with taking supplements, but you might actually require medication. So I'm going to hedge on this. Be careful driving there. Sounds like you're in your car because there's nothing that can damage your bones more than an automobile collision. Okay. And while we're talking about natural alternatives, you know, lots of people hooked on opioids. The opioid crisis has claimed the lives of 47,000 people in the U.S. in 2018 alone. That's 1 year. And a lot of those are not illicit. They're prescription opioids. People sometimes get treatment for pain or, you know, post-operative care, and then they get hooked. You know, they have a susceptibility to addiction, and they end up on these medications. They're overprescribed. So this study looks at acupuncture before surgery to reduce pain. It's pretty interesting. What they find is that it's a pilot study. A team of researchers looked at the effectiveness of acupuncture on veterans who were undergoing surgery at the VA. Hip replacement surgery was going to be very, very painful. And normally they would receive morphine for the pain. Patients receiving acupuncture required an average of 56 milligrams of morphine in the first 24 hours after surgery. With those who got acupuncture, it was reduced to just 20. That's almost two-thirds less than the control group without acupuncture. The type of acupuncture that's used is called battlefield acupuncture. It's a type that was actually developed for the military by a guy named Richard Nimzow. He's a U.S. Air Force radiation oncologist. He adapted the technique of ear acupuncture to provide rapid pain relief on the battlefield. It involves putting needles in the ear for around 3 to 4 days, and this works on the vagus nerve, which is an important mediator of pain sensations. So, very interesting. I mean, a low-tech, inexpensive, natural way to obviate the need for powerful pain medications. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255 is our number. Stick around for next hour.